It's a day you won't find highlighted on many calendars, except perhaps in this one town. And even if you would have been in this town on July 7th, 1928, you probably wouldn't have noticed anything markedly different than most other days. Yes, it was that day that impacted one thing you consume, and just maybe one phrase you might say. The story is next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
July 7th, 1928 was an important day in Chillicothe, Missouri, and perhaps the world, but no one probably thought a lot about it at the time. It was the day Otto Rohwedder's sliced bread machine began turning out the first sliced loaves at Frank Bench's bakery here.
That turned out to be not so good a time for economics. In 1929, we had the crash, and Mr. Rohwedder actually had to sell his operation to what turned out to be Wonder Bread.
Ed Douglas says that Rohwedder didn't become rich from his invention, but sales of sliced bread took off. Sliced bread became the standard that all families desired.
It's a great story because everyone knows the saying, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Nobody says that's the greatest thing since the iPhone or anything else. They say it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So it is the standard of all innovation, past, present, and future.
But when did that phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread, begin? No one knows for sure, but Ed points to one time in the nation's history.
During World War II, you know, we needed to shut certain things down to build munition plants and things like that. When they shut down bread bakeries that were slicing bread, housewives were so outraged that they rescinded that about 60 days later. And we think that's maybe when the saying, the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't know that we really know exactly, you know, who the first person to say that was.
Today you can come to the bakery building where it all began and see one of the earliest machines. Plus, this town hosts many events each year to coincide with its proclamation as the home of sliced bread. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.